Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. Happy New Year for those of you who are listening to this in the new year, and if not, hello, I'm Pyro. Welcome to the podcast. Today's episode will be the first one of the new year, but it's also half an episode, if I can put it that way, because this episode is basically going to be split up into two parts. I have mentioned previously that with a lot of goal setting and new year things, reflecting is a very important thing. And for this period of time that I am currently in, December, Jan and Feb are usually very reflective and introspective months for me. So doing that has opened up a lot of things, especially when it has come to setting goals for the new year. So this episode, part one, is going to be focused on reflections and looking back on the past year and what I've learned. And part two will be my actual goals and how I plan to tackle them and how they came to be. That is just something I wanted to mention and get out the way. And here we go. These are going to be much shorter than usual, which I think is kind of nice. There's that to look forward to. They aren't going to be as long because I know I do tend to ramble. And also, I wanted to emphasize the clear distinction between looking back and then sitting down and going forward. And the analogy I wanted to use is when you are traveling and you're using a GPS, at certain points you will have to either manually, or there will be an automatic function where the GPS will kind of reroute itself and it will realign, shift, and kind of refocus on getting you to your destination. So that's the analogy I'm sticking with for these two episodes. So just keep that like in the back of your mind as we go forward. The first part is definitely the refocusing and rerouting part. Definitely looking back on any familiar paths you may have tread already and things you may know or realize. And then part two will be taking that map and kind of figuring out, do I still want to go this way? Is there any stumbling blocks I can see ahead that I can avoid? And just planning better for it. So that's where we are at in this episode. So part one, here we go. For me, years work in a different way. I've explained this previously, but December, Jan, and Feb are introspective months. The next three are my kickstart to the year. The following three is continuing the set routine I've kind of figured out the previous 3 months. And the next three are my getting it done months. So that's finishing my year strong, getting everything done, and basically cutting off at the end of November. I'll have 3 months of fun and 9 months of like work, just to give you an idea of what I do. I do work full-time whole year round, a little bit of break Christmas and New Year's, but for the most part I structure my year that way, and that just helps me. Being able to look back, assess what's going on, and helping you move forward. For me, doing this reflection the past few months, not only internally but like physically, has helped tons. So I said a while back that I've just been in this crazy mode where I've been cleaning and rearranging and doing all sorts of things. And one of the things I have come to realize is minimalism will never, and I don't like saying never, but I don't think it will ever work for me to an extent that other people expect it to. So a lot of people think that minimalism is about getting rid of everything and living with like a few things, and it's not. Minimalism looks different for every single person, and there are certain aspects of my life which I can minimize, I just don't want to. One thing I have been slowly working on minimizing has been my wardrobe, and it's a slow process, but it's definitely been worthwhile. I've started not buying certain colors of clothing. I've started working more with what I have. I've been more aware when buying things. I went to a party and I usually used to buy one item for an event, and I used to find I never wore it again. So what I did was I actually looked for something that would fit into what I have. I only bought one new item. I didn't buy an entire outfit, and I've literally like worn this top I think 2 weeks ago when I went out to go do my nails. So it was really, really nice to have that realization of you don't have to spend what you used to. You can find other ways of making minimalism work for you. And that's something that I think we can all do, looking at something that we can minimize this year. For me, it will most likely be my wardrobe. That is definitely one thing that I've learned that I've enjoyed this year, especially because I had no reason to go out and buy new clothes because I was A, at home most of the time, B, there was no occasions which forced me to buy new clothes, and 3, I was able to get better wear out of the stuff I do have and realize like, oh, I actually like this, I don't like that, and minimize my wardrobe from there. It's definitely not a capsule wardrobe, but it's definitely something I've been working on for at least about a year and a half. Especially because fast fashion is such a thing these days. You used to get like one big collection a season. I think the stat said that there is now a new collection every 2 weeks, going literally from for a year to a new thing every 2 weeks is insanity. That's just something I think we can all look into. Another thing I realized that I had to reflect really hard on was happiness, and that realization was we are responsible for our own happiness. We need to do things that make us happy, and if that makes others unhappy, that's their issue because they need to find their happiness. Especially with 2020 being the year it was, a lot of arguments came up and it was difficult to deal with it, but we got through it. And having to learn to navigate that was hard, but that is the ultimate bottom line. You are responsible for your happiness, so you need to go out and do what makes you happy. Don't destroy other people's happiness, because that's just rude. But working on yourself is always a good thing, and working on your own happiness is definitely another important thing you need to do. Another thing that I realized and reflected on was my ability to just jump into the deep end and start something instead of delaying and waiting for the perfect time, which I actually want to give a shout out to Pop of Horror. I will leave a link to them below. It's someone that I know who's done this, and they jumped in at the deep end and started it. The website is live and it looks incredible. So go check them out. They are amazing. That is something I can relate to. Jumping in the deep end and getting things done. It looks good. And as you learn things over time, it's going to get better. That's one thing I would definitely encourage all of you to do. Jump in at the deep end. Try something new. And even if it doesn't work, you got the experience of doing it. It's never gonna be a bad thing to do that. Another thing I've learned and realized was the power of unity and standing together. I don't want to use the word solidarity because right now in South Africa there's something called the Solidarity Fund and it's a bit iffy, so I'm not going to get into it. But the fact that we as a country have tried as hard as we did, I don't think we actually succeeded, especially with the next wave and things like that. But I do think there is an incredible Ubuntu spirit that was definitely there. That unity was definitely something I did mention previously, but amongst our siblings we pulled it off when it needed to. So knowing that I have these people that I can rely on is amazing. And even if I want to murder them sometimes, because we've recently been playing Monopoly Deal, look, I'm very competitive when it comes to playing games. In life, I honestly don't care. I'm only competing with myself. But when we're playing games, don't go there. I'm very happy with our unity and strength as a unit and team. And I have no words, so I'm just gonna move on. Money is something I've had to reflect on. And I think you guys knew this was coming because of the Black Friday, of all the gifts, of everything. But this I needed to definitely look at in a hard, long way, because I've never been someone who spent my money crazily. And now I did, and it scared me, not in a bad way, but it kind of like, you know that statement where they say you like scared straight? So you get so scared of going left or doing something wrong, you like scared back onto the right path. That I think definitely happened because I did spend stupid amounts of money, and I'm not ashamed. I will not be ashamed of it. I will not be upset about it. Just rather aware of the fact that I'm lucky enough to be able to do such a thing, and also be aware that it wasn't maybe the best thing for me to do, even though I don't regret it. But it's gonna make me aware of my spending. That was something I definitely am grateful I was able to reflect on, especially because my goals that I have set up for this year are lofty, to say the least. Another thing I needed to reflect on was my health, which was probably no surprise, but last year's hospital stay, my constant diabetic type 2 lingering thing, and then just my health that took a up and down, was not something I enjoyed. So definitely reflecting on my health and well-being was something that I needed to do, and looking at it holistically from all aspects in terms of my mental well-being, my physical well-being, my spiritual and my emotional well-being. It was hard to do, but something definitely very necessary, because it's something I control. I'm the one in charge of it. I'm the only one who can do things. It's almost like you can take the donkey to the water, but you can't make them drink. So I'm kind of pulling my own self as the donkey to the water. And I think I definitely need to change that mindset, where I need to realize I'm doing it for myself, for my betterment, and not to fight myself so much, which is why I've started a challenge, but I'll tell you about that in the next episode. And starting with small things like making sure I'm doing my journaling every day instead of sporadically like I was previously, making sure I'm meditating or doing some form of quiet time, even if it's just laying and breathing, doing things to make sure I'm taking care of my mind, my body, my soul, all the things, has been critical in this holiday season that I've just had. Especially because going back to work soon, things tend to overwhelm me. Definitely having that solid foundation that I spoke about previously is gonna get me through it, and being on holiday has helped me like get into better routines, even though my sleep has been thrown out a bit. Even if I'm doing the night routine from like 11 till half past 12, it's still getting done. So I've slowly been weaning myself to a better sleep schedule, but it's still there. The routine is there, I'm sticking to it, and soon it'll form a habit. So definitely excited for that to kick in. Reflecting on this podcast, which is my last thing, is the fact that it's come this far. Like I say that a lot of the times, but it truly has. It's come a long way, and I'm very proud of that. Like I said, jumping in and just starting it was good. Learning all the things I've done and being able to look not only at my past self and what I've said I was gonna do and what I've set out to achieve, but actually doing those things and taking it seriously enough for myself, because that's why I did it. I did it for myself. I did it because I enjoy it. I did it because I love it. I'm so happy that I'm doing it and that I've stuck with it. There's been literally a moment last week where I was just like, what if I just quit? And I'm just like, but why do you want to quit something you enjoy doing? No, stick with it. So yeah, I am sticking with it, and it's been an incredible journey, and I can't wait to continue it. That brings me to the end of this episode. And guys, a bit late to the party, but I have recently discovered Spotify. Kind of like Netflix being late to the party, but Spotify. Wow. And this song of the week is, this week's song is one I actually discovered on Spotify. It's called Motive by Ariana Grande and Doja Cat. Holy crap. But that basically sums up this entire episode. What is your motive? Look back at your year, look at the goals that you want to achieve, and figure out what is your motive behind those goals. We're gonna get more into that in the next episode. You can check out my Instagram, I'll leave a link below. Anything else, I'll leave links below, which I've hopefully gotten better at because I know I've been including them. You can check them out below. I will definitely leave a link to A Pop of Harder down below. Check it out. It's amazing. I'm going to be fangirling over it for a while, so just forgive me if you are on my Instagram, but there we go. So I will see you in the next podcast episode, where we're going to be talking about my actual goals and why I wanted them and how I'm going to achieve them. I'll catch you then. Love you. Bye.